Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
April Fool's Day today. Maitland, are you an April Fool's fan?
I don't like to pull the pranks. I like to see what other people do, or I like on social media when different companies and businesses do theirs.
That's what I like.
Where it's like Heinz releases like sardine flavored ketchup or whatever.
Yeah.
Then they're like, haha, gotcha, it's not real.
I like those.
Speaking of that, I love how many brands are jumping in on the Kit Kat, the stolen 12 tons of Kit Kats.
Oh,
bandwagon.
Really?
Yeah, so many different companies have tweeted, like, oh, we are so sorry to hear about our friends at Kit Kat who lost their 12 tons of Kit Kats. Unrelated, we will be releasing a Kit Kat flavor, blah, 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 later this year.
That's funny. 46% of people say they find April Fool's Day pranks amusing. 40% say they are annoying and stupid. And 14% are honest. It depends on the joke. Some of them are funny.
100%.
And some 100%. Of them are just someone being an idiot.
Yeah. I've never been big on the April Fool's prank. I mean, I'm not much of a prankster now anyway. Like, I used to really like it in college. That was like the greatest place for little pranks on people. You know, where you would take two people and tie their doorknobs together across the hall and then knock on each door.
Yeah.
You know, and then
light the building on fire.
Yeah, or you could light the building on fire. Yeah, you could do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, dorm pranks were a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's definitely true.
But, yeah, now, not so much.
Here was one of the statements I was talking about. Tommy just sent it. It was from Domino's. I said, official statement, we would like to share our thoughts and condolences with Kit Kat following their recent sad news. On a completely unrelated note, we're pleased to announce we'll now be selling a new Kit Kat pizza.
And that was a 12 tons on one truck,
yeah,
right?
On a truck, it just got stolen.
Somebody boosted it. That's incredible. All right. Do you have any idea what any rules might be for April Fool's Day?
None of them should result in death.
Yeah. Or
a good rule.
Or serious injury.
Mm. Yeah. No faking diseases.
Yeah.
No faking. Oh, anything to do with like pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Faking diseases is for every other day of the year.
That's right.
Yeah. Irreversible vandalism, I think, is probably straight out.
Crimes.
Yeah.
Crimes.
Yeah.
A lot of people's idea of April Fool's jokes are what's called assault.
Yeah. I slashed that guy's tires.
All right.
Frank.
April Fool's.
Here's one you may not know about. There's a noon deadline for April Fool's pranks, apparently.
Huh? Noon deadline? That's quite early.
That's what they say. Because.
Who are they? Who are the April Fool's police? I didn't know about that rule.
That's a great question. This article says these are the unofficial rules. Makes no reference to where they may have came from.
Okay.
Anyone who attempts a prank after midday is considered an April Fool themselves.
Oh, that would be embarrassing.
But it's April Fool's Day.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
It's not April Fool's morning.
Yeah. I agree.
It's not April Fool's till brunch.
Right. Number two, this one you kind of said, do no harm. They're meant to make people look foolish or inconvenienced, not provide them with genuine distress, anxiety, and destructiveness. That includes people and property. And so then they add, like you said, do not cause anxiety, fake health issues, tell someone their pet is dead or missing, or pretend someone got fired from work.
Yeah.
Fired from work is okay.
Is it?
I mean,
when you compare it to I have cancer.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I don't know, but that one's still pretty bad. I mean, if you come home from work and you go, hey, honey, I'm really sorry I lost my job. And then that person's freaking out for a while because they think they're going to be homeless. I don't think that's a great prank.
Yeah, I just don't think it fits in there with the other ones that were on that list.
No, not as bad, but still stupid.
Number three, reveal the prank. You have to own it at some point. Let them off the hook.
Yeah, don't keep it going and going and going and going.
That's no fun.
Yeah, we had at my previous job, they came in with lottery tickets, and I had a winning lottery ticket, and I was like, all right, the gig is up. I know this isn't. And I was playing up a little bit, and then they kept going, and they kept going. I was like, all right, guys, I can be dumb, but I'm not stupid. Like, stop.
Now
it.
It's getting insulting.
Yeah, now it's just like, all right, everybody's looking at y'all, like, stop the joke. And then once they finally stopped it, they just laughed so hard. And I was sitting there thinking, this would have been a lot funnier 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Why did we keep this? 5 minutes in radio is a lifetime.
Right.
Why did we
so
keep this
long.
Going?
Number three, reveal the prank. Like we said, a successful prank should include a reveal that marks the end and clarifies it was a joke, allowing relief for the jokee and the joker. Traditionally, it should happen by noon, they say.
What if you don't see them until 2 p.m.?
They said it is bad April Fool's Day karma to continue the prank until the person figures it out on their own.
Oh, no.
Kind of like what Kelly was talking about. Mm-hmm. Like the extra 5 minutes made a difference. Number four, no illegal activities. This should go without saying, but it does not go without saying.
No. It's a fact.
And number five, target wisely. It's smart etiquette to play pranks on people you know well, like friends, family, or coworkers, and people who will appreciate the humor. It is not worth riling up people who are thin-skinned and can't take a joke. And it's probably not a good idea to do it at strangers.
Yeah, because they don't know who you are, so they don't know that your behavior is out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. They just think you're being an idiot.
What's your best prank, Howings? April Fools or otherwise?
My best prank. Come back to me.
Anybody?
I filled an entire house, like a 4-bedroom house of boys, with traffic cones.
The whole floor everywhere?
The whole floor.
That's a lot of
upstairs
theft.
And downstairs. Yeah, they were doing a whole lot of construction on that street, and then they finished it, and so they lined their yard with all these construction cones, and everybody...
They basically dared you to do it.
Absolutely they did, and everybody... pre-gamed at the boys' house, we call it the blue house, whatever. And then everybody went to the party, and then me and my roommate, Elizabeth, hung back, and I said, we're going to put all those cones in the boys' house. And I used to sneak in one of their windows a lot, so I snuck in the window, opened up the door, we filled the house with the cones, and then the police stopped by later. They knew, like, it's a college area. They weren't mad, but they were disappointed.
Yes. Yeah. That doesn't work. You're not my dad or my mom.
Because the guys threw good parties respectfully. And so when the cops were like,
so they kind
of
knew them.
Where'd all the cones go? The guys were like, we swear we're moving them out of the house right now. There's like 150 of them.
For once, this wasn't us.
Yeah. And so the cops were funny about it. And then when we saw them in class on like Monday or Tuesday, one of them, they were like, we know it was you and Elizabeth. I said, no, you don't. It wasn't me.
Steve, do you have a best prank?
I remember it's probably not the best prank, but there's one that stands out in my head. I remember freshman year in college, there was a kid that lived across from me that we all called Bugs for some reason. I don't remember why, but we came back one night and we wanted to do the old like bucket on top of the doorway.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
yeah,
like, when he'd open the door, it would dump water on him. So we filled his trash can with water and propped it up there. So we had to open the door just a little bit so it would prop up there. And he walked through the door, and instead of the bucket tipping over and dumping water on him, mm-hmm. it just dropped straight down and landed.
Like 10 pounds of water fell and smashed his head?
Right on his head.
Oh, God. What, did he get a stinger? Was he okay?
I think he was all right.
You think?
Yeah. As far as I know. As far as you know, he's fine.
There was one time when we invited my buddy over, and I already had one friend over, and he didn't know that friend was there. So we decided to set a variety of booby traps for when he entered my garage. You'd enter if it was, you know, if the front garage wasn't open, nobody came to our front door. Everybody went through the back door. And so he went in the side door on the garage, and we had put a coffee can of dog food up there so that fell on him, which hit him in the head. But that was way more poorly thought out than what Steve's was. But then that wasn't enough. So we got to hear him go, God, idiots. And then as soon as he recovered from that, he stepped up and I jumped out from a blind spot and went, ah! And he looked like he was going to die. And I laughed and laughed because I knew that once he recovered and walked to the other side of the car, my other friend was going to jump and go, ah!
Okay. Oh, no.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure we took a few years off his life that night.
Probably.
Some Home Alone stuff.
It was pretty bad. The other one, my best one was here at work years ago. I pretty much quit trying after this one. We were going to radio camp in Orlando. And at that point, it was in our contract that the company had to pay for the three hosts to go. But Joe had joined us as a producer. I'm not even sure he was on payroll yet. Probably by boot camp he would have been.
Maybe.
And so he was going to get to go, but there was some question about what they'd pay for. And then there was another morning show here that was a husband and wife team, and they had been very successful for a long time. Their daughter was their producer. And there was just always kind of a hands-off vibe about them. Don't mess with them. Right?
Yeah.
Fair to say?
Yeah, pretty much.
And
they kind of took themselves pretty seriously.
Yes. So you didn't.
So, yeah.
So our general manager sent an email saying, this is how it'll go. This is what we're going to do, because they were paying, the company then paid for that show as well. And he talked about the room situation. So I took that and I deleted what he wrote, kept most of it, but took out the part where it addressed Joe's issue, because Joe was just going to room with one of us. We were going to have two rooms between the four of us.
Right. We shared rooms a lot back then.
But then I made it so that it looked like we each got our own, and Joe had to room with the other morning show's daughter, who had seemed to have a crush on him.
Yes.
And so, it was from the producers. The email looked like it was from our general manager, and it wasn't like, hey, what do you think of this? It was, Joe, you will room with her. And then I hit send, so it looked like I hit forward, so it looked like it was from him.
Yeah.
And I only told Hot Wings.
Yeah.
And man, it started going crazy. Joe's like, I can't do that. What's going to happen?
Oh, man. Woo! Yeah, that was and really something.
I only gave it up 2 days later because I was going to wait till boot camp.
Yeah.
Like, till we were checking in and go, hey, Joe, you're with me or whatever.
Yeah, you're not doing that.
But he and the other guy went to our boss, JT, and JT was like, I am not going to stand for this. This is where I'm going to plant my flag. And is about ready to march his, you know, tank top ass down the hallway to talk to Pastor Catlett, who was the general manager. And I'm like, oh, no, I like all these people. I got to stop this.
Yeah, this is
JT, this is a lie. I made it up. But, oh, man, that was some good panic for a while.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. That was a good one. That was a very good one. Yeah, my simplest one, I think was in high school. We had our band teacher. He was just starting out. He was a young guy, like 25, 26, and he was driving this old Chevy Chevette. Mm-hmm. And there were
Small cars.
Very small car. And there were five or six of us. And a couple of guys that were in the band were also on the football team, like strong people. So we took that little car that weighed about 1,800 pounds. And our high school had like an island in it of like just trees and bushes and stuff. But it was completely lined with a curb, and we lifted the car up and put it on the inside of the island of grass. There was no way out in that car. And right. So then we all went and like hung out in each other's cars and just watched for him to come out of school. And then just standing there looking bewildered, you know how it is when you go, something's wrong. What's happening? And then what the hell? And he's looking around. He can't see anyone.
Your brain can't connect the dots.
Yeah, we let that go on. I mean, for like 2 minutes. It wasn't long enough to just be really funny.
Then when you accelerated out of the parking lot, did one of you hit him with your car to make it a good prank?
Yeah.
That's a sweet prank.
That's the high school way. Yep. Let's make this worse.
Yeah, we lifted his car back
Let's
out.
Kill
we all
him.
Had a nice little laugh because we still wanted to get a good grade, so we didn't want to let that go too long.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.